it appeared as soon as Andy takes off to go back a second, it wiped out the theory that two guys are at third base.
Well, to be honest with you, I thought the umpires were wrong on the call. I thought they had the call right originally because it shows the umpire at third base giving the safe signal. And then, and when he gives the safe sign, Andy come off, the catcher started going after Andy. Then Sully comes off and they throw the ball away. And the play, no one right now, to me, has called anybody out. I mean, right now, as I'm talking to you, I haven't heard anybody get called out. And they got together and changed the call. And I said, you know, it's wrong. It's a wrong call. And, you know, that's the way the game goes. I mean, you know, it's just, it's wrong. It was a wrong call. I thought they missed it. And I was going to get my say.
And their theory was that there were two guys at third, right? Was that their explanation?
Their theory, what they told me, is the catcher tagged Sullivan before he got to third, which is wrong because I saw it on a replay, the umpire saying he's safe. So they're saying, by that means, Sullivan's out. Well, okay, if he tagged him, why is he running right away going after Green? They missed the call, but you know, I'm not going to blame that on the game. They actually missed the call, and my argument was you got to get the call right, and when you sit there and meet, and blatantly get it wrong, it's you know, I got no choice but to argue.
How tough is it, though? Your margin of error this year has been so small, and that goes against you, and it's going to be a tie game, and all of a sudden, any later, it's 4-0, and you're basically where you've been for the last 2.5 weeks.
It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. You know, we got a chance in that inning. I mean, Martinez hits a bullet right at the second baseman. We don't score. Abreu hits a one-hopper. I mean, we actually did everything right in the rundown as base runners, and they missed the call. In my mind, they missed the call, and you know, what are you going to do? You just got to keep battling. I'm not going to blame the umpires for losing the games, but they didn't have a good game today. But I mean, that's going to happen.
Dylan, obviously, we've talked before, but the starters really feeling some of the pressure of the offense. But at the same time, he gives up the first leadoff home run and gives up three in a second right after that. He didn't really keep it close.
No, he struggled early. He made some adjustments and pitched well after the second inning. But you know, when you're struggling as a team and you know you get behind early, it's almost like, oh no, here we go again. And you know, they're battling. They're playing hard. They're battling. We're not catching any breaks. Well, I'm not making excuses, but we're not catching any breaks. And you know, if we were going good, we'd probably get some of those calls. But right now, we're not. But we'll just keep battling.
You've been in this game a long time, player, manager. Have you ever gone through a stretch like this?
Oh yeah.
I mean, 14 out of 16, and right from the start of the season. And
yeah, well, never in the start of the season. Right. I never went, you know, like that. But I think when it looks so bad is that Scranton is, what, 13-2 or whatever. So, you know, it's frustrating. But, you know, it's a long season, and we'll just keep going at it. I mean, the guys are playing hard. They're busting their tail. And you know, again, it's – I look at our record, but I look at some of the games we've lost we could have easily won. So it's not that the effort's there. And, you know, this club could easily reel off 10 in a row. And hopefully we got to get one in a row first, and we'll just go from there.
Do you have a sense of where guys are mentally at this point? Is it wearing on them, or are they still going out there?
No, they're going out hard. They're doing their work. They're getting. I mean, I haven't sensed it. No one's said anything. I mean, they work hard. They get their work done. We just need to catch a break here and there.
Have you heard anything from the status of Tim Redding when you might get him in the rotation?
Or at least I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard nothing. So
you're still planning on using Figgy on Tuesday?
As far as I know.
I mean, the ball that Pete Orr dropped at second base on the line drive.
That's a joke. I don't want to get on the umpires, but that's a blatant drop. And if you look in the rule book, it's in the rule book. You can't. We had that play happen the other day in Syracuse. I think it was Syracuse where our guy, Coronado, dropped the ball, and they called it right away. It wasn't the same crew, but, I mean, it was a great play by Pete Orr.
You ever seen anybody first time? You ever seen anybody get away with that play? That's my first.
That's the first I've seen him get away with it. But I tip my hat to Pete Orr. He's a good actor there. made it work well. But as a professional umpire, you got to be on that call. And again, I'm not getting on the umpire. I just thought it was a bad call, and I just don't think they had a good game.
Thanks.
All right.